is this Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Daniel. Daniel, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I got a message from Ivan. Of course, I know that you spoke with him earlier today. I just wanted to kind of see exactly what's going on here, what we can help you with. I know he put in the notes here that, you know, you might not have the income to sustain at this service at the moment. You might need to put it on a temporary hold.
Yeah, well, it's kind of just, I don't know when it's going to pick back up.
Okay.
I have no work in front of me, and I haven't had anything for 3 weeks. I'm trying, but I haven't got anything. And
right.
I already paid Angie's three weeks ago. I paid $1,000 on that.
Wow.
So
yeah.
I can't do anything.
Right, yeah, and I know that, I mean, you need the jobs coming in, and that's why you signed up with us so that we can get your phone ringing and get the that steady stream of work coming your way. And I definitely understand that, you know, without the work right in front of you, it's kind of hard to see. And, of course, I think you're under contract with Angie, right? And, of course, we're month to month for a good reason. So I know that you're not looking to stop with Angie. I think you have to pay like a 35% early termination fee or something like that. But I mean, I think that's going to help you get calls and jobs too. But I would hate to have to, you know, stop this altogether simply because you don't have the work coming in. I get that, your next payment being on, you know, the 12th of next month, and that's kind of weighing heavily on you. But I mean, I definitely want to work here with you. I know we didn't even get things started here. In fact, I double checked with Ivan. We haven't really completed the client interview yet at this point in time. But we do temporary holds. Well, that has been charged. Yeah, we started that process and got everything underway. As far as the next payment though, I could.
You agreed all the terms.
I
didn't know you can get charged until you agree to terms.
Well,
I didn't
know the terms get sent out to you after the payment is processed. And I see that you did not sign the terms of experience at this point. But I mean, are you asking for cancellation and a refund, or can we like put this on a temporary suspension?
Well, I didn't even get started.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what we're trying to do here is get things started here for you, so that we can get your phone ringing, so that you're not going to be looking at this same situation where you don't have jobs coming your way. I think that's kind of why you signed up with us. And I know that you can't really cancel easily with Angie, but I wouldn't want us to be, you know, the scapegoat here because you don't have jobs with Angie's. We haven't even gotten anything set up or started here for you. So, I mean, obviously, we do still want to be able to do that. I definitely do want to be able to work with you, with your time frame, with your budget. We can put this on a temporary hold. We can push out next billing. We can put Facebook ads on pause so it only would bill for $149 next month if you're able to move forward with that. I can even reduce the cost moving forward from $299 to $249, which is our friends and family rate. So I definitely do want to work with you here. This is obviously a very, very young account. We haven't even really had the chance to roll up our sleeves and get things going here for you, but I know it's going to benefit your business if we can keep that going.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you've ever been financial stressed. It can get hard.
I don't know if I've ever not been. You know, I mean, it goes from bad to worse sometimes. No, I hear you. I definitely understand. Like, every dollar I make's already been spent before I make it. I mean, I know that's the case for me, you know. And I know it's not a fun situation to be in. But this is definitely going to help you. And, you know, like I said, we can do your client interview, finish it today, and then get things set up and started for you here. I can push out your future billing by 2 weeks completely. I can reduce it to $249 and still keep the Facebook ads in play, or we could pause the Facebook ads. You know, that would give you like...
Can I charge some more before it's set up?
You're not going to pay again until, you know, a month from now with that, right? I'm looking to push things out here for you. Yeah. Just trying to see exactly what's
going through the stuff. Sorry.
Fit you the best.
I was just going through the stuff to terms and agreement, and it looked like it was going to charge again. I'm like, I can't.
No, absolutely. And that's what I'm trying to do right now is, make sure, first of all, that we're pushing billing out, that we're pausing whatever we need. I mean, I don't want to suspend things entirely because that means we don't work on it. But if I like push your billing out. You're not even scheduled to bill again until the 12th of September at this point, but I can push the billing out 2 weeks, put that to the 26th of September. And then if you wanted us to, I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reduce the cost moving forward here for you from $299 to $249. That's our friends and family rate. That keeps the Facebook ads in play, or I could pause the Facebook ads so at least we can still get everything else started for you. And then you'd be looking at $199. But then again, you're not getting another payment until the 26th of September.
Yeah.
Would you want me to put the Facebook ads on pause? I mean, I can't drop the monthly down to $149 if I'm pausing the Facebook ads, but I can keep the $100 of Facebook ads in play and still take $50 off the overall cost.
Well, if I, you know, I can't check it on my life to check that stuff. I didn't realize it went through. I thought it was going to go through once all the terms and conditions had been signed, but.
Got it. Yeah, that's what the voice verification is for. You know, it states that we bill the day that you agree to it, and then the terms and conditions are just so that you understand exactly the nature of the services, that we want you to be responsive to phone calls, that, you know, obviously we're reducing the cost. I did already waive your setup fee. I'm going to send you, it's not an invoice that you have to pay. It's just a future payment so that you can see that I pushed the billing out from the 12th to the 26th. And then I'm going to reduce the overall cost of the service from $299 to $249. And that's going to make it a lot easier for things moving forward here. And then if you're able to, I want to reschedule your client interview. They're about halfway done, but we just want to get it, you know, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's so we can get things moving forward here. Get your phone ringing as quickly as we can. I do want to keep the Facebook ads in play if I can instead of taking those, kind of pausing them. So I will reduce it to $249. Keeping those Facebook ads in play will expedite the process of getting you the phone calls that you're looking for.
Was it you I was going to talk to on Thursday, or was it someone else?
You're talking about this coming Thursday?
Yes. Somebody told me they were going to talk to me on Thursday, and I didn't know if that was you or the guy from Angie.
It wouldn't have been me. I don't see anything on my calendar to speak with you. It might have been Angie.
Okay. Well, I missed my test by 2 questions.
Oh, my goodness. I know that right now we're kind of focusing on the smaller handyman jobs. The plan, though, is to start, you know, promoting you for the bigger jobs and 2 questions away. So, yeah, well, we obviously don't want to, you know, get you jobs that are too big for your scope. We don't want to get you in any trouble.
I wanted to have that, but it didn't. I got it scheduled again for next month.
Okay. You're not the first person. I mean, that's the first time you took it, right? And you missed by 2 questions. I've talked to business owners who, man, I missed it again. This time I missed 4 questions or, you know, whatever it is. I remember one guy. I think he took it 3 times or 4 times even before he finally got it.
I don't know how many times they allow, but what's silly is I don't like how they verb it.
I know.
3 of the 4 are correct. You have to have the more correct for the verbiage.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, dude, I don't
get it. That's terrible. If the answer is right, it should be
that's
like, select all that are correct, not the one that's most correct.
It
shouldn't be set up to trip you up, right? It shouldn't be set up to position you for failure. I mean,
it should be, yes.
Exactly.
That's what I think. I
think the same. I feel the same way. My heart goes out to you guys. I know you study real hard for it. You do your best. And then, like, to miss by 2 questions that were probably just confusing in the way they were worded, you probably knew the answered correctly, but they just didn't give you credit for it because it wasn't the way they wanted it. I mean, that's not ever any fun. But, again, part of the reason we do that client interview is to talk to you in detail about all the different services you want to provide. So if we're not able to really target those bigger jobs quite yet, keep in mind everything that we do. I mean, all of that we can update down the road. There's no additional cost for us to update anything for you. We definitely do want to, you know, promote you for the business, for the services you really want to provide. And if we need to steer clear from those bigger jobs, we definitely can. I mean, you are going to get phone calls, and, you know, maybe the thing about the smaller jobs, I talk to business owners all the time. I talk to general contractors who prefer the smaller jobs because they get in and out and they move on to the next one. They, you know, talk to a lot of people. They help a lot of people. They get recommended to other people. Current clients call them back and say, hey, you helped me with this last week. Can you come out again and do that? And I mean, that's going to help you too. But I mean, obviously, I know the goal is being able to promote you for those bigger jobs. We definitely do want to be able to do that. Will you be available for your client interview today? I mean, judging from what Ivan said, it's really like about halfway done. It should only take about 20 minutes or so. You don't even have to be in front of a computer if we can get you on the phone, though.
All right. Okay. I'm going to try servicing two vehicles myself today. So when is a good time for you?
If you're still available today, we've got spots in the afternoon, if that's going to help you out.
Yeah, I just didn't know the time frame, but I'll try to be available to finish.
That works out. Well, I mean, if later works out better for you, I mean, we could schedule for 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, maybe even push it towards 3:30 since we're pretty much done with the majority of it anyway.
I would say probably close to 3 would be pretty good.
3? All right, I'll schedule it for 3. It's going to technically be scheduled from 3 until 4, but honestly, I don't think it would take even half that time. May be Ivan reaching back out to you. He may already have his calendar booked out, but one of our technicians will call you just to get everything, kind of like I said, I's and T's dotted and crossed so we can get that moving forward. Like I said, I am going to send you that future invoice. Don't look at it as a bill. I just want you to see that the future billing date has been pushed out 2 weeks and that I'm reducing the cost, not reducing the service, just reducing the cost by $50. So it'd be $249, and it's set to schedule to be billed on the 26th of September. We will call you today in that 3 o'clock hour. It should be right at or a couple minutes after 3.
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you again. Please do let us know as soon as you're able to pass that test and you want us to promote you for those bigger jobs. But until then, we'll keep you busy. We'll get those smaller jobs coming your way. But real pleasure speaking with you again today. And like I said, our technician will call you back today in that 3 o'clock hour, right at close to 3.
Okay. Thank you
for
your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Absolutely. You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye now.
See ya.